heard words and a melody arise from my heart as he kneeled there praying in the garden all alone. I saw blood mixed with sweat dripping off his brow. Then I heard him groan deeply, just like I do now. I looked as he left the garden, and I followed him to a tomb. Then I saw him standing next to a huge stone being rolled away. Two angels turned and spoke to him. I couldn't hear what they had to say. Next day, as I was standing on the edge of the road, going to Mount Olive from the Garden of Gethsemane, I was approached by the soldiers forcing me to carry the cross of one being crucified. His name was Jesus. He was beaten and blood-soaked. A crown of thorns lay on his head, his face and back deeply cut and torn. His eyes were totally swollen shut, yet a tear was rolling down his cheek. We soon reached the field where men are crucified, and I watched as a soldier stuck a spear in his side. Women stood by crying as if knowing him and more. Then I remembered this was the man that I had seen before. Soldiers cut him down off the tree. Then I followed some man carrying him to a new grave. Carefully they placed his body deep inside the tomb. Then it took five men to roll the stone over the entry. I looked as he left the garden, and then I followed him to a tomb. Then I saw him standing next to a huge stone being rolled away. Two angels turned and spoke. I couldn't hear what they had to say. I recall my seeing this man that night in Gethsemane. I realized this must be the man called the Son of God. Then I saw the same two men rolling that stone away, and out walked the man Jesus, alive and without decay. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and it has been 3 days. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and it has been 3 days.